Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. I was just reading over the reviews that you leave for me on Apple Podcasts, and this one is really cool. From Kate Olive, it says, for over a year, my four-year-old has listened to these stories as he goes to sleep. He requests them every night. Wow, thank you so much for that five-star review. I love reading through all of those that you guys send me every day. Well, friends, are you ready for part two of this koala adventure? Me too, let's go! It had been several days since Isla, Logan, their parents, and their new koala friend Aussie had left shore, and they were about halfway there to Hawaii. They were starting to get a little bit more worried about Aussie, the sick koala, because she was not looking good. Isla, come over here. Look at Aussie, said Logan. As Isla raced over, she could tell that Aussie was getting even more sick. You've got to find a way to get all that smoke out of her lungs. It's like it's stuck in there. How is it only that a flower can help her? Said Isla. I don't know. It's that forest troll that said this is the only way, said Logan. All right, you two, there's a storm up ahead. I need you to come down below in the boat, said their parents, and bring Aussie with you. Looks like this is going to be a rough one. A storm? Said Isla. Not even a few minutes later, as Isla and Logan were gathering all of their things to bring down below inside of the sailboat, boom, crash. The sound of the thunderstorm echoed across the water as the big waves brought their sailboat on a very big ride.
Whoa!
Oh, whoa, that was a big one, said Logan. What do you think about thunderstorms? Can they be a little scary sometimes?
Yeah, me too. Thunderstorms, I kind of like to look at them from afar, but if they get really loud and booming and the rain comes pouring down and wind, it can make me a little nervous sometimes. How does it make you feel?
Well, can you imagine if you were like Isla and Logan on a sailboat in the middle of the ocean with a big storm?
Whoa, that does sound pretty scary. Well, as Isla and Logan held on to their little koala, Aussie, who was not feeling good, their boat rode through the waves of this big storm, making them go a lot faster than they had been going before. But it's a good thing their parents were expert captains of this sailboat. They knew exactly how to navigate through the wind and the big waves. Even though they knew what they're doing, it was still pretty scary for Isla and Logan.
What's gonna happen?
Shouted Isla.
Oh, are we gonna sink?
Isla was holding on tightly to one of the legs of their table in their little kitchenette. They had all huddled underneath the table as their parents were working hard to ride through this storm.
Hey, Aussie, how are you doing? You doing okay?
Asked Logan to the little sick koala. Aussie could no longer talk. That's how sick she was getting.
We're running out of time. We need to get to Hawaii, like now, shouted Logan. Over the next several hours, as their sailboat zoomed through the waves and crashed through the wind, finally it came to a stop.
Isla and Logan crawled out from underneath their table that they were hiding under, and their parents came running down.
Isla, Logan, are you two okay? Is everyone safe?
They said.
Yeah, we're okay, but Aussie is still not doing well. I think she's getting worse, said Isla.
Well, I have good news for you. Come outside and take a look. Isla and Logan followed their parents up the stairs to the deck of the sailboat, and they couldn't believe it.
Is that Hawaii?
Shouted Logan.
How did we get here so fast?
Well, that storm, even though it was big and scary, it moved us along very fast and directly right to where we needed to go, said one of their parents.
Perfect, said Isla. Logan, what was the color flower that we needed to find for Aussie?
I'm pretty sure it was pink, right?
Said Logan.
Yeah, that's it,
said Isla.
We gotta get to shore and find a pink flower now!
Isla and Logan jumped into a small boat on the side of their sailboat that took them to the shore. After paddling all the way to the beach, they jumped out of their little boat and started looking around the rainforest.
Hawaii is a beautiful place full of so many flowers and so many trees and plants.
Wow, it's a tropical paradise. But they really needed to focus and find a pink flower.
There's so many flowers over here, but none of them are pink,
shouted Isla.
Yeah, I just see a bunch of yellow and red ones and...
Wait a second. Logan saw something up the hill.
There, look, I see a pink one right up there. Come on.
Isla and Logan started to climb up some ivy and branches and trees to get to a higher part of the hill. Are you good at climbing trees?
Oh, climbing trees can be really fun, especially when you're on an amazing adventure like Isla and Logan are right now.
There, I made it. Here, Isla, grab my hand.
Logan reached down and grabbed onto Isla's hand and pulled her up the rest of the way.
There, okay, all right, we just need that one pink flower up there.
Isla stretched out her arm and reached onto that pink flower and popped it off the branch.
Okay, we gotta get back to the ship as fast as we can. Come on!
The two of them raced down the hill back to their little boat and paddled to the sailboat, where their parents were waiting with Aussie. Aussie, this little sick koala, was running out of time. They needed to get that pink flower to her fast.
Here it is!
Shouted Logan as they got back to the sailboat and reached up. Their parents pulled them onto the sailboat. They brought the pink flower over to Aussie, the little sick koala.
What are we supposed to do now? Is it supposed to eat the flower? Are we supposed to rub it on its face? Or what do we do?
Said Logan.
I think it's supposed to smell it. Here, give it to me, said Isla.
She held the pink flower up to the little koala. He took a sniff.
I can breathe. You saved me.
Instantly, Aussie the koala's breath came back from the magical power of that pink flower.
Isla and Logan hugged each other, and their family was so happy to have saved Aussie, this little sick koala.
How did you all do it? Are we in Hawaii?
Asked Aussie.
Well, we had quite the adventure to get here, said Isla.
We're so glad to have found that pink flower to save you. Couldn't have imagined if something bad had happened to you.
Well, thank you very much.
And we best get this sailboat turned back around so we can head back to home, said Logan.
As they turned the sailboat back around and headed back towards home, this family was so happy to no longer have a sick koala in their sailboat, but now a very happy and healthy Aussie. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Maverick and Moxie from Pennsylvania, Smooley from Australia, Annalise and Alexander from California, Sonia and Alex from Sydney, Australia, Inaya from India, and Ezra from Gainesville, Florida. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!